fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 31st day of August. Got some technical things going on here. I got to get a telephone number to my engineer and see if we can get a hold of Don Kubley. He's a really busy guy, and I would be not surprised if he's helping get shelters to the Houston, Metro Houston area with this situation down there. I would not be surprised at all. Okay, proper tip of the day. Check your batteries. Make sure that they're all in good condition, properly charged up. If you have NiCads, you might want to consider switching them out to nickel metal hydride. Nickel metal hydride do not take a memory like the NiCads do. Make sure your chargers are in good working order. They're kept in Faraday cages. And that you remove all batteries from all devices when you're not using them. Especially double A's, triple A's, C's and D's. Those are the ones that are the worst for leakage. Okay, well, the hot topic, of course, is the hurricane, the flooding in Metro Houston area. I've never personally had my home flooded. My kid brother went through that twice, maybe 3 times. I've been in places that were flooded. And it's a challenge. Typical residential construction is 2x4 studs, drywall, carpeting, different floor coverings. You got issues with mold, insects. Down at that far south, you got snakes and alligators to deal with. Houston is the 4th largest city in the United States. It is a massive geographical area with millions of people. Much of their infrastructure itself is being broken. Roads being broken up, bridges, dams being broken up. Infrastructure it took decades to put in place, wiped out in a matter of a few days. Well, you don't replace infrastructure like that in a short period of time. There has to be engineering studies done, contracts let, construction companies hired to be brought in. It's a lot to replace broken infrastructure, an awful lot. But they'll do it. They will do it. I've heard that some left-leaning groups, in fact, one left-leaning charity group is refusing to provide help because they say that the people there deserve it because they voted for Donald Trump. Well, they're showing their true colors, aren't they? They're showing their true colors. Very, very sad state of affairs. But that's the way it is. Preparedness. Now, how do you prepare for a flood in an area that's never, ever flooded before? An area that's got more rain than any part of the United States has ever gotten since we've kept records. Pretty difficult to prepare for that, isn't it? Jimmy was talking about scammers calling people to let them know that they have to get their flood insurance or premium paid. Most of the people don't have flood insurance. They weren't living in what's considered a floodplain, so why would they have flood insurance? No reason to have flood insurance. If you live in an area that's never flooded, you don't think it's going to flood. So these people are going to continue having a mortgage payment and then have to pay money to repair their home also. I was listening to a broadcast on NPR yesterday about this, and they're talking about all the federal money. And of course, federal money should not be transferred to private people. That's unconstitutional. This whole thing began in the early part of the 19th century, 1817, 1818, along in there. There was a fire in Georgetown. And the congressional representatives wanted to spend federal money out of the U.S. Treasury to help people in Georgetown, which is a residential area near Washington, D.C. there. Or maybe it is in Washington, D.C., Georgetown. I've been there, beautiful place with homes that are 250 years old or so. And it was pointed out that it's not their money. It's not their money to give to private citizens, and the Constitution has no provision for transferring public funds to private individuals. It's simply not there. And what's referred to as the General Welfare Clause is not a clause. In fact, James Madison, who wrote Article 1, Section 8, he chewed out Congress back then around 1818 or so, because they were starting back then to refer to an introductory sentence as a clause. If I can paraphrase what James Madison said, he said, "Gentlemen, if I meant for you to be able to spend money for the general welfare, why would I bother writing?" I think it was 18 or so. Why would I bother writing the 18 things that you can spend money on only? I didn't need to write that, did I? If you could spend money for the general welfare, that's an all-encompassing statement that's being used to justify, especially since the Civil War, federal spending on anything they want to spend it on, because they refer to it as a clause. It's not a clause. Article 1, Section 8 lists the things that the federal government can spend money on. It's not there, it's not there. And transferring money from the U.S. Treasury to private individuals, regardless of how great it might be to help people, of course it would help people, can't be done. It doesn't mean I'm heartless. It doesn't mean it can't be done in some way, somehow. It doesn't mean it can't be done with federal tax dollars, U.S. Treasury monies. It does mean the states can do it. The 50 states do not have, to my knowledge, any prohibition on transferring state treasury funds and monies to private individuals. They can do that and not get in trouble with their own constitution. So it's not a matter of being heartless, it's a matter of doing it the right way. I had this conversation with a couple of FBI agents. One was a command level gentleman at the time. He's now retired. And I said, Article 1, Section 8 does not have any provision in there to spend money for something called the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's not there. It simply isn't there. I said, well, gentlemen, you could have bake sales to fund your agency. You know, could incorporate it and become part of the U.S. Army if you wanted. Then you'd have a source of funding. But there's no provision in Article 1, Section 8 to spend money on something called the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms or most of the government agencies are unconstitutional in terms of spending money. You can have the agency, but you just can't spend any money on it. That's the teeth. That's the teeth of the Constitution, is the money spending authority. That's the real teeth. James Madison realized that he couldn't stop future Congresses from passing laws and creating new entities. What he also realized was if they couldn't spend money, then it wouldn't matter. That's why there's money spending limits in Article 1, Section 8. That's why they're there, to limit the size of government. I have very strong disagreement with people who say we need a new Constitution. There's nothing wrong with the Constitution. There's nothing broken about the Constitution. Nothing outdated because it's not technology-driven. The only thing wrong is they're not following it. That's the only thing wrong with the U.S. Constitution, is they're not doing what the Constitution says. If we were, we would have a federal government dramatically smaller than what it is today. And the state governments would be doing many of the things that the federal government is doing. The things that don't need to be done wouldn't be done. Like spending more than $1 million trying to determine why lesbians are fat. I had a brief conversation with my wife, Dr. Moore, and we both agreed spontaneously, well, their hormones are screwed up. That's why they're fat. Of course they are. Their hormones are screwed up. So the federal government in the United States spends money on a lot of silliness and a lot of things that should be done by the state governments are not done at all. Not done at all. That'd be great. But this will all end. I can't say when. We're reaching a point where all revenue taken in will not pay the interest on the debt. The interest being on the debt being the treasury notes and treasury bonds that are the Federal Reserve is buying back from themselves of all things. Many foreign governments, China owns a lot of our debt. Treasury notes and treasury bonds. Once we can no longer service the interest on that debt, then it all comes collapsing down around our ears. That's what happens. There's plenty of precedents for this. There's nothing, this is no surprise, no shock that that's what happens when a country spends themselves into oblivion. In my paper, No Need for Panic, I talk about that. If there's no consequences for spending money like a drunk sailor, why not go ahead and do it? Why not go ahead and do it? And that's what they're doing. They're spending and they're spending as if there's no tomorrow because, quite frankly, there is no tomorrow in terms of the long haul. I don't know the date, the time frame for when this will all be shut down. I do know that there is one. The federal government knows that there is one. They talk about it among themselves at the highest levels and actually fairly low levels these days in terms of knowing that Planet X will eventually shut down everything. I did a presentation in a little community here in Missouri called Richwoods, Missouri, at their community center. This has been about 5 or 6 years ago. And it was a good turnout. They must have had 50 people there. For a small community, that's a lot. It was nighttime. It was about a 3-hour presentation, 2.5, 3 hours. When I got to the part when I was talking about Planet X and rising ocean levels, there was a woman who was from SEMA, the State Emergency FEMA is a federal, that's F-E-M-A, Federal Emergency Management Agency. SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency. So she was from that agency, and I had her business card and shook her hand, and she was sitting all the way in the back. When I got the part about rising ocean levels and Planet X, she put on sunglasses. Now, this is saying we're indoors at night. She put on sunglasses and didn't say anything to anybody for the rest of the evening. And when the presentation concluded, she walked out the door without talking to anybody so she could make her report the next day to Jefferson City about John Moore and his presentation. I know because I've interviewed some of these people privately that they already know. It's at very low levels, by the way. This is not just something restricted to the top people in SEMA or the top people in FEMA. They talk, they inform each other, they make sure their families know, and they're getting ready privately, buying long-term storage food, make sure they got a way to make electricity, make sure they know how to grow a garden. They've got everything they need to grow a garden for years and decades into the future. And a safe haven for themselves and their families. They're doing all those things privately. They don't talk about it. They don't share it. They just go ahead and do it. That's what's happening. That's what's happening right now, nationwide, with men and women who work for FEMA, men and women who work for SEMA in the various 50 states. As far as I know, each of the 50 states has their own SEMA, State Emergency Management Agency. I don't know what they're told in terms of keeping this quiet. I simply don't know that. It hasn't been an issue for me to try to find out. If I wanted to, I probably could. But it has been an issue for me. I know it's not talked about in the mass media. Of course not. In the alternative media, very little. And in terms of anything that's real, even less. You got people out there that are paid disinformation agents, people like Nancy Leader, for example, who claims to be in personal communication with an alien race. I don't know if she gets emails from them or faxes or letters first class, maybe phone calls, but that's what she claims. But there's a lot of silliness out there and a lot of disinformation. What I bring to the table is real information from real sources. I'm the only one who's taken the time and made the effort to reach out, find, and debrief the Navy veterans who were at the classified briefings and were shown the classified map of North America with new coastlines. And once my website's back up and running, which should be early sometime this evening or tomorrow morning at the latest, you can look at the collection of maps that we've recovered. It's pretty amazing, ranging from 1952, July issue of Look magazine, to television shows that were broadcast. It'll be 2 weeks ago tomorrow. That's don't get much more recent than that, do you? Now, images in television shows, movies, magazines showing continents with new coastlines. That one was broadcast Friday, August 19th. Louisiana Flippant Move shows North America with big chunks of Mexico underwater, Florida gone, Portugal, Spain, France gone. It's a pretty amazing map, black and white. It's a bit small. You might need to blow it up a little bit once my website's back up and running. And here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
The This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is ham radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st day of August. My goodness, taking your questions, calls, and comments, if you got any, at 800-313-9443. Well, if you have friends or relatives in Metro Houston that are dealing with floods, I'll let them know about the Heartland Microbes. Jimmy at DesertEagleShooters.com. His website's down also until later today, until tomorrow morning. Jimmy has a few gallons in stock of the microbes. Here's the deal. These commercial companies that deal with mold, they bring in the most toxic, poisonous substances you can imagine that they use to deal with the mold. Very expensive also, by the way. Very, very expensive. The microbes are not dangerous, very healthy. I met a veterinarian who takes a teaspoon a day internally for his own personal health. You get the microbes, you mix them with just distilled water, or pure water, put it in a fogger, and the mold is food for the microbes. It's pretty neat. and it'll follow the mold down the wall, down to the floor, underneath the wall, and behind the wall. Just munch, munch, munch until the mold's all gone. Once it is all consumed, then the microbes die also. So that's the best way to deal with mold. The essential oils will help also. We talked about that Tuesday. If you want to listen to the archives from Tuesday, you'll hear Leon Green giving advice on the essential oils that would help. Now, I don't sell the microbes, but I do sell the essential oils, and I can help you out there. I can't help you with the microbes. I could give you the website. That's heartlandmicrobes.com, heartlandmicrobes.com. If you want to get your hands on the essential oil, send me an email. My email address is thelibertyman@AOL.com. That's thelibertyman@AOL.com. By return email, I will send you my Terra website link. Got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Oh, good morning, John. It was about 6:30 Central Time. I figured out your site was down. I was in there pulling off more of the map images, which I must admit, I don't know if I need to be riding the short bus or what, but I am fascinated by the subject and by the arrogance of the New World Order and the whole thing. Just the whole ball of wax fascinates me, but it's, and I've probably mentioned this, it is my intent to print, oh, let's say 10 of these things in different sizes, some color, some black and white, and create a huge collage on my garage wall. And I was talking to Tim about this morning when I discovered the site was down. And I think what I wanted to say about that is this. I have regular visitors who come around here, and they're just absolutely blown away by the amount of food that comes in and out of this place. I don't have farm ground like Tim does, but I have many raised beds, and we couldn't even come close to eating what we're producing. We give a lot of the weight to the neighbors. My daughter-in-law is taking some of it to a shelter for kids. I'm not sure what it is, something like the Ronald McDonald House. And then all my kids, they take as much as they can possibly take. And, you know, the subject always comes up, Rick, you know, what with all the vegetables and the eggs and all this, what are you doing? And it would be kind of a kind of a tickle for me.
I'll hold that right thought. Here. You want to hold on through the break here, Rick? Hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Website's down until later today, possibly mid to late evening this evening, August the 31st. It'll be back up and running tomorrow morning at the very latest. I apologize for that. We got some technical things we're dealing with. It'll be back up and running full force. Once it is, you can take advantage of my Labor Day sale on energy cleaners. If you call my toll-free number, they won't be able to take your order either because they use my website to place the order. So just write down the toll-free number, and you can call up after this evening or tomorrow morning once the website's back up, and they can take your order by 9 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I'll say again, 800-592-9543. Energy cleaners, $50 off. Mattress pads, 10% off. And, of course, once the website's up, you can place your order right at the website. You'll be paying full price. When you place the order, I refund the sale price. Different. Rick, sounds like you're doing some carpentry work there.
You are exactly right. I'm putting down baseboard and ripping up some carpet. I've got a little time off. some guys are going to come tomorrow morning and put down some new carpet in the bonus room above the garage, and I have to be ready. So my wife walked out the door this morning with a half dozen eggplants for the teachers that she works with. Those young people, they don't make a lot of money, and they're always thrilled to death to get something, especially if you tell them it's organic. But the point is, when people come around, they always come into the garage because that's pretty much where you park your car. And right. If I had a 4-foot by 6-foot collage on the wall of things like maps that range all the way back to, 1952?
1952, right.
Yeah, and still going on today, they're going to, it's a natural segue. It would be a great conversation starter, and I can say, you know, a lot of the reason that I do the things I do, not that anybody minds having free, clean food, but you know, a lot of the reason that I do the things I do is because, you know, that there are government agencies and very wealthy people that know exactly what is imminent, and I know what's going to happen. Half the people are going to look at me with that strange deer in the headlight look, and then they're going to laugh right in my face. And the other half are going to look at me with the deer in the headlight look, and they're going to get panicky. But it's still going to be a lot of fun for me.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
Right. Well, one of the things that's so valuable about these images is anybody can find these and verify them for themselves. We aren't making this up.
You can't argue with it. I mean, you know, they can argue with me about anything they want to. But you can't refute that these images are, you know, have been placed in plain sight as a taunt. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll make sure you get a look at it when I get a little further along.
Okay, I look forward to it. Yeah, this could be a great icebreaker, a great way to commence a conversation about something that hardly anybody's aware of. And these images, of course, and you can make the point about our subconscious. And what I tell people, Rick, is from the moment that doctor held you upside down, smacked your bare bottom, everything you've seen, heard, tasted, or touched is part of your subconscious. It's there, whether you know it or not, isn't it, Rick?
Yeah, it's there, and unfortunately, it's, in my opinion, people actually order their day using those images in their head as an operating system, and it really isn't. I mean, they really are changing the way you think by putting this stuff in front of your face. So, yeah, it is insidious, and to me, it's just fascinating.
Anybody listening can do the same thing. You can print out these images. And what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, are images of continents with new coastlines. And they're in movies. They're in TV shows, a magazine. There's a poster in a Japanese restaurant. They're in Austin, Texas. They're just all over the place, and they've been there since 1952 that we know of. My friend Professor McKinney says I should be looking, or some people should be looking at movies from science fiction from the 1930s and 40s, and possibly even books and magazines from the science fiction from the 30s and 40s. There was a lot of that activity back then, and it's a fun project. And
fascinating, just fascinating.
If you find, when you're watching a movie or a television show, if you find another image of a continent with new coastlines, get that image to me. And as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs that I produce. And the list just keeps growing, doesn't it, Rick?
Boy, when you first embarked on the later endeavor, I didn't think anything was going to happen. I was waiting for crickets, I am personally stunned that I didn't think anybody would find any more images, and look at it go. My goodness, it's frightening.
Well, it's frightening. It's fascinating. How many, Rick, I'm going to ask you, I know you don't know the answer, but how many hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows since 1954. The oldest movie and TV show, we go back to 1954. Hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows in that period of time. So If it wasn't for the listeners, this wouldn't happen. I couldn't possibly look at all that. No single human being could do that. You do nothing but watch movie and TV shows, and you still couldn't do it all because there's just simply too much. I wouldn't be, you know, I would look at maybe a Twilight Zone. I've been incrementally watching their episodes, but that would be a good place to possibly find one. The hugely popular shows like Bonanza, for example, would be a good place for one to show up.
Yeah,
because they pick the winners. Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, and so forth. They pick the winners where there's going to be many, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people. I would think worldwide that The Godfather had hundreds of millions of people watch it, didn't they?
Yeah, and I'm going to make that. That is a beautiful picture. I'm going to make that the central picture because that is the color on that thing is gorgeous. But what I find very, very interesting and personally insulting and annoying is that going back that far, the New World Order said, look at the power of this media, and we should harness this. And you know what we should do? We should start putting images of a destroyed North America right in front of their face. Now, that is what really, that is what is turning my fun meter. It to me is just astonishing that they've been at this that long.
It is. It is. And, of course, the odds of the men and women involved in that 1952 still being alive are pretty slim. So this is a generational thing.
Right.
You know, a film like The Godfather or A Beautiful Mind or Hunger Games, we're looking at, what, $100 million plus to make one of these things?
And it isn't like those were terribly expensive movies to make. There wasn't a lot of special effects, not a lot of CGI. Well, maybe in Hunger Games there was, but some of these movies, the budget was good, but the viewership was insane.
Right. Well, the point being, nothing's left to chance. Everything to the smallest detail in a major Hollywood production like that is carefully thought out, carefully orchestrated, and they're by design. Nothing's left to chance, is it, Rick?
No, it isn't. And I know I've called like three times to say, you know, what is it that these people are getting at? What is it that they want? What is it that they are trying to accomplish with this immeasurable arrogance? And I believe you said that they have to, according to the precept of their religion, have to tell us what they're going to do to us, essentially. They certainly are going to a lot of trouble to tell us.
Right. Absolutely. Right. They're not going to happen. It's people need to look at these images. Of course, you can't right now. It would be you couldn't make this up.
Well, that's, you know, it. I mean, what are the chances that this is some extended prank? I don't think that is the case.
Yes. Well, I know you're a student of alternative media, Rick. And are you aware of any alternative media that's doing this research on these maps of continents with new coastlines?
None whatsoever, but I have seen that your overseas adventures are well chronicled on the net.
I haven't looked recently to see the numbers.
I think you're being ripped off right and left here.
Well, there's no, when YouTube took away the money making possibilities, I would think that would have cut down on that quite a bit.
May well have, but no. To answer your question, nobody. I really do think you're all alone in this endeavor. And once again, I didn't really think it was going to yield fruit. But see, I can be wrong. So I think it's fascinating, and I am going to take full advantage of it and create art.
Well, I want to get a photograph of that when you have it created.
not a problem.
That would.
I'm going to want to show off, obviously.
Yeah, I got the YouTube video here for my Prague presentation. 46,000 people have watched it so far. We were telling the sponsor that, she was concerned we had a small audience there, a live audience at this beautiful Lucerna Hall there in Prague. And we kept telling her, Alexandra, the audience is the internet, not here in this hall. The audience is the internet.
Right.
And so we obviously couldn't have fit 46,000 people in that beautiful hall in Prague, Czech Republic. And we've only been going here for a few days. So it's going to be 10 times.
I think it's safe to say you're getting the word out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Well, your project of getting these images made into art is good. And once it's done, get a nice, crystal, clear, sharp image of that and get that to me, and I'll post it on my website. How about that, Rick?
Yes, I will make a point of it. I will make sure everything's to the nines.
Okay. And if you want to be standing next to it as the artist, you are the artist. You're welcome to be part of that image as well.
I will give that a little thought. I will think about that. All right. Well, thanks, John. Once again, fun show. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. Talk radio at its best. I learn from you. You learn from me. We all learn together. This project of recovering these images, I know I might be repeating myself because I am repeating myself. One human being could not possibly do this. It takes hundreds of people to review tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows to locate these images. Now, Captain Midnight, I don't have that in front of me, so I believe it was 1954, 1955, along in there. Someone took the time to watch a black and white children's television show from the early 1950s. So there's people who have these hobbies. They have discretionary time to spend any way they choose. They choose to spend their discretionary time watching movies and TV shows, sometimes more than 60 years old. But that's great. If that's your hobby, more power to you. Enjoy your hobby and keep a sharp eye out for these images of North America with new coastlines. Someone pointed out that map on Highway Patrol showing Broderick Crawford, he says, John, it's a topographical map. Well, not in the traditional sense of the word. The map does show the topography that will be, it's represented there, that will be underwater once the water reaches a certain level of elevation, flooding these interior parts of the country, these river basins. The river basins will rise up and the river valleys will be flooded. That's what it shows. Now, I've been working with topographical maps for half a century. In fact, the U.S. Army trained us in military intelligence school, how to make maps with aerial photography, actually physically make them. And back then, it was not digital. We were taking 8x10 glossy photographs, cutting them and matching them and together in a collage, and then gluing them down to make one large aerial photograph, which became a topographical map of that area, and using a stereoscope to get a 3D view of a particular object that we needed to look at. It's a simple device. It's two lenses, one for each eye, held up by a wire stand. It stands about 6 inches tall. You need two of the exact same photographs positioned properly so that when you look at these two photographs through the stereoscope, it gives a three-dimensional image to your eyes. Pretty neat. Old technology, but very effective technology. So, yes, this is our project. The listeners to the John Moore Show, thank you very much. Keep looking. Absolutely keep looking. And find those images. I've got a count here in front of me, but it's about 16 or 20 of these images we found. Some of the citations, we have more than one version of the same image. Some bigger, some more, with more clarity. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 31st of August. A lot of questions. Seeing these images of continents, not just the United States, but other continents with new coastlines, raises some very serious questions and very serious issues. Men and women involved in producing TV shows and movies, These are serious professionals that have careers to achieve their goal of being involved in an industry. To put something in a major Hollywood movie, get anything in there, is no small accomplishment. You have to have a lot of juice. A lot of juice to get anything in a major Hollywood production. It just doesn't happen. You just don't do it. If you want to get something in there, you got to have juice, which means the power to do it on your own or to pay somebody to do it because that's what you want to accomplish. Or both. A combination. It's a serious matter, getting something in a major Hollywood production where tens of millions, possibly hundreds of millions of people will see that, whatever it is you put in there. Brings to mind NCIS. it's, I would say, maybe 20-25% of the adults in this country watch that TV show. It is massively popular. Very well written, very well scripted. The director of NCIS, this takes place in Florida, by the way, Naval Criminal Investigation Service. The director has a very nice wood-paneled office. On the wall facing the audience is a nice framed map. I've seen different versions of it now, some with a simple chrome frame, some with a more elegant gold frame, with its own light shining on it, by the way. North America with new coastlines. It's not, we have not gotten it, and the reason I mention this, I want to get a nice, clear, crystal sharp image. It hasn't happened yet. It's going to take one of the characters in close proximity so the camera will focus on the character and the image at the same time. But you can see, even in the fuzzy ones we've got, there's no Florida on that map. It's simply not there. It's gone. So keep a lookout. All you NCIS fans out there, keep a lookout when you watch those episodes for a nice, crystal clear, sharp version. Yes, I'll mail out another DVD. If somebody can get me a nice, crystal clear, sharp version of that image from NCIS in the director's office, it'll give you a little, hopefully, a little bit more motivation here to do that, to get this image, recover that image. It's going to be there. It's the nature of these cameras that they focus on one thing at a distance. They can't focus on two things at two different distances. So there's going to have to be a region, probably one of the characters, in close proximity to that map in the director's office. It may be just a moment while they're walking past it, where that image is going to be nice, crystal clear, and sharp. If you want to watch older episodes, I would look towards the beginning of the series, maybe the first 10 episodes. I would look in there to see if that image appears nice, crystal clear, and sharp when it was brand new and everything was just getting started. I would look there first. But it could be anywhere. Or it could be multiple places. That version of that map of North America with no Florida. It's not sharp enough to see what other alterations have been made to that map. That's what we need, is a nice, crystal clear, sharp version of it. So keep a sharp lookout for that. And also any movie and TV show. There may be some earlier, 1954, we don't know yet. Certainly a possibility. Why not? We got that Look magazine article from July 1952. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaners, essential oils, now while you can. Firearms, ammunition. Never ever go for your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.